ABC Listen.
And now, Short and Curly Theatre presents a musical retelling of The Emperor's New Clothes, starring Molly Daniels as the Emperor, Carl Smith as the clothes-making weaver, and Lin-Manuel Miranda as the brave child. What's that? Lin-Manuel Miranda isn't in this? Never returned our calls? Okay, guess it's just Molly and Carl then. Oof, that's gonna be rough. Rude.
What the heck, man?
So now, dear listener, please make yourself comfortable as we tell the story of The Emperor's New Clothes.
I am the Emperor and I love fancy clothes. I buy the finest garments even if they cost loads. Don't really care for my people, too busy with my fashion. Ruling this kingdom's pretty whatever, this wardrobe is my passion.
Almighty Emperor, we are hungry and poor.
Whatever.
Can you please help us and ignore your
mirror? I look so stylish.
I'm a trickster who just rolled into town. I have an evil plan to prove this emperor is a clown. I'll say I'll make her new clothes, and I'm sure she'll be elated. But when she wears the clothes, she's gonna find herself naked! But how, you ask, will I trick a foolish emperor into thinking they are dressed when they're butt naked? Well, all will be revealed. This is going to be the most epic prank of all time.
Excuse me, dear emperor. I have a tailor from out of town to meet with you.
Send him in, assistant.
It's an honour to meet you, your emperoress.
Greetings. I love tailors. Tailors make clothes, and Mama loves her fancy clothes. Tell me, tailor, do you make fancy clothes?
Oh, why yes, the fanciest, the most beautiful robes an emperor could ever wear, woven from the finest silks, covered in the most magnificent patterns and colours.
I want them right now.
And what's more, they're magic.
Magic?
Why, yes. See, the robes I created are so incredible that you can only see them if you're brilliantly clever and amazing. If you're not so smart, a bit of a fool, a bit of a dunce, the clothes will be invisible to you.
What? Wow. Okay, well, I'm pretty flippin' brilliantly clever and amazing, and definitely not a fool, so I'll certainly be able to see them.
Great, I thought as much. Well, in that case, I'll get to working on something fabulous. But here's the thing, dear audience. I won't make any clothes. I'll give her a coat hanger with nothing hanging on it. Will the Emperor admit she can't see any clothes, thus admitting she is a fool? Or will she lie and end up wearing the invisible clothes, aka wearing no clothes?
Today on Short and Curly, a classic Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale filled with philosophical quandaries about embarrassment, power, and courage with a melodic twist. It's a foot stomping, toe tapping, finger clicking musical retelling of The Emperor's New Clothes.
Hello, and today you're listening to
Short. You're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
Curly, 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 curly.
Short and Curly!
Now, dear listener, let us start the show with your role in this musical. It's more of a thinking plus chatting role. You know, it's where you can pause the show for a minute if you feel like it.
The visiting tailor has told the emperor he can make the most beautiful robes the world has ever seen.
The only catch is only the smartest and wisest will actually be able to see these clothes.
They will be invisible to everyone else. The less smart, the less wise.
So, our question is, do you think the Emperor will fall for it? And why?
Hit pause now.
And now, a Brains Trust chorus line of angelic voices.
I think the Emperor probably will fall for it.
I'm pretty sure that the Emperor will fall for it because she seems a bit gullible.
I feel like it goes both ways. Like, the Emperor isn't very smart, but then also she may be really good at fashion and stuff. If she only cares about that, then she must be pretty good at fashion. So she may understand, wait, I know fashion, I'm seeing that, it doesn't look right to me.
The clothesmaker's probably getting bored of always being bossed around, so they're teaching the Emperor a lesson. But they are also taking a risk, because if the Emperor doesn't fall for it, then that clothesmaker won't be living much longer.
Silks! I need silks!
Emperor, that tailor keeps asking for more things. He wants silks, expensive fabrics.
I need 75 shoestrings.
Give the man whatever he wants. I'm sure he's making something breathtaking.
Lol, I'm not. I'm not even sewing. I'm literally just faking.
I'm starting to get suspicious.
Uh-oh.
That these clothes are gonna make me look foxy.
Oh, phew.
I'm feeling slightly nervous that I will not see these clothes, and if I cannot see them, then I might be indisposed. See, the Emperor is meant to lead because she is the best, but if I can't see these robes, then I'm no better than the rest. Wait, I have an idea. Oh, assistant.
Yes, your Emperorialness.
Would you mind going into the tailor's workroom in the palace and see how the robes are coming along?
Me?
Yeah, you can tell me how beautiful they're going to be when they're finished.
Okay, shall do, because I am very smart and will definitely be able to see them.
Exactly.
Okay, off I go. To see the clothes with my eyes, it's going to be great. Knock, knock. Hello, Mr. Taylor?
Come in.
Oh, good to see you, Emperor's assistant. Now tell me, what do you think of these beautiful robes I've been weaving?
Oh, no. I cannot see any clothes. There's nothing there. No beautiful robes. I thought I was smart. But apparently I'm stupid. Oh, I cannot let anyone know. Yes, of course I can see them.
Of course you can. I knew you were a clever guy.
Yes, that's me. So clever.
Aren't they gorgeous? They've got gold strings around the waist.
Yes, that looks nice.
A popped collar to frame the face.
Classy. Elegant.
Flared sleeves for a disco vibe.
Bee Gees chic.
And the back is covered in glittery stripes.
Yeah, I obviously know all that. It looks great. I'm going to tell the Emperor how great it looks. Right now. Thanks for the sneak peek.
I just made all that up on the spot, and that assistant went along with it. It looks great. There's nothing here to look at. Meanwhile, I've been taking all the fabrics and materials they've been giving me and just hiding them in my pants. Sure, when people started staring, I had to say I wear a nappy, but it's a small price to pay for pulling off this epic prank.
Your Emperoriality. I have seen your new clothes.
Ah! And how are they? You could see them, right?
Of course I could see them. I'm no fool.
Huh.
They've got gold string around the waist.
Ooh, nice!
A popped collar to frame the face.
Love the sound of that.
Flared sleeves for a disco vibe.
Donna summer chic.
And the back is covered in glittery stripes.
Wow! Oh, I cannot wait to wear them.
Okay, everyone. Everyone, stop acting. Stop the musical. Hey, Eleanor, there in the front row. How we doing?
Huh?
Eleanor, we shouldn't talk with our mouths full.
What? I'm sitting here eating popcorn while I'm watching the show. I didn't expect to be talking. Actually, why are you talking to me? Shouldn't you be singing and acting?
Well, we want to know what you think.
Of the show? It's good.
Okay, one, it's amazing. It's the best show you've ever seen.
And two, no, we mean what you think about this story philosophically.
Oh, maybe I'm going to like this audience participation after all.
Great, take it away.
It's easy to think that the Emperor is just being silly. If you can't see something, you shouldn't think it exists, even if everyone around you tells you that they can see it.
Right, duh. You have to be pretty vain and prankable to fall for this one.
But actually, maybe it's not that simple. If all the people around you say they see things one way, but you see things the other way, it might be totally reasonable to think, hey, maybe I'm the one who's wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. In fact, perhaps it's the opposite. It might actually be really unreasonable if the Emperor thought, okay, person after person keeps telling me they can see these clothes, but they must all be wrong. Or lying.
Wait, you're saying it might be rational to think there really are clothes, even when we can't see any clothes?
Yeah, here's an example. Think about colorblindness.
Oh, yeah, you mean how some people just can't see the difference between, say, red and green.
Right, doctors use pictures to test for colorblindness. A doctor might show you a picture of a circle full of red dots with a big number 7 in the middle made of green dots.
I'm picturing that.
Well, if you're colorblind, you won't be able to see the 7. You'll just see a big, plain red circle. Now, imagine everybody keeps saying to you, look, there's a 7. You can't see the 7? There's totally a 7. If enough people said that to you, wouldn't it be totally reasonable to think you're the one who's missing something? That your eyes aren't picking up something real?
Oof. Red and green? My character would never use a colour combo like that.
All I'm saying is, if everybody says they can see something that you can't, maybe it's not totally silly to think they're right and you're the one who's wrong. And another thing.
Sorry, Eleanor, I think everyone wants to hear me sing another song.
But I have so much more to say. Okay, back to my popcorn.
It's time to wear my fancy robes, the big day has arrived. It's time to wear my pretty clothes, I'm gonna look so nice.
Time to see if my epic prank is going to work out.
Go into my changing room and I strip all the way down. Hand me my robes, oh tailor man, I'll be the snazziest in town.
Pardon me, your emperor, but they're hanging on the wall. They're pretty hard to miss unless you can't see them at all. Oh, gosh, the moment of truth. Will she know I'm lying? If she doesn't fall for it, it'll be off with the tailor's head. And they'll say, how dare you attempt to make a fool of the Emperor? How dare you take all those precious fabrics and materials and not even sew a suit? Oh, no. Have I made a massive mistake?
Ta-da! Look at these robes. Look at the Emperor's new clothes. So pretty and shiny. Got a flair for a disco vibey. I love the way you pop that collar. These robes make me feel like $1,000,000.
Wow, you look amazing. Oh gosh, she's completely in the nude.
I've never looked better. I can't see the robes. I think I look completely in the nude right now. I must be a total dunce. But no one can know that. No, I have to pretend I can see the clothes. If people knew their emperor wasn't a brilliant, clever leader, they'd have me kicked out. Especially since clearly other people can see my robes.
You look so good. Do a spin.
Okay.
Now that the mighty Emperor is dripping with finesse, it's time to show you off at the kingdom-wide address. Put on your crown, get in front of a crowd, and present your fancy robes. The estimated turnout is 100,000 folks! 100,000 folks, we're going to see you in the nude!
What was that?
I said you look dashing. Now, come on, Emperor, let's go into the palace and show off your new clothes. You two, lords of the bedchambers, come and carry the ends of the Emperor's robes so they don't touch the ground.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I can definitely see those robes. They're so beautiful.
Don't want everyone to think I'm a fool. Guess I'll just pretend to grab something. Yeah, grab this end of the robe.
Did he just grab? Am I the only one who can't see these robes? No way am I telling the truth. Ah, yes, I've also grabbed an edge of the robe.
Excellent, excellent. Now off we go. Oh, there's the Emperor's chief dresser. Just who we're looking for. Now, you dress the Emperor every day. Come and see the new clothes.
New clothes. Wow. Great robes, my Emperor. Very dashing.
Thank you.
I must be an absolute zero in the brains department. She looks naked to me.
Hello, horse and carriage driver, you there? Yeah. What do you think of these clothes?
They're incredible. Those robes really are stunning.
I know, right?
I hope no one can tell I'm lying through my teeth.
This is amazing. Not a single person is admitting they can't see the non-existent robes. But the final test will be at this kingdom-wide address. Everyone will be there.
People of the kingdom, please kneel as I present the Emperor!
Hello!
Why is she?
In the nude?
She couldn't be.
The Emperor's wearing zero clothes?
No, you see, they're invisible robes. Unless, of course, your mind's amazing, then they should be worth your gazing.
Oh, you know what? We see them now.
You look great, oh mighty Emperino.
Yeah, they're such gorgeous robes.
I love the Emperor's clothes.
How good do I look? Ah, I'll give you a spin.
This is unbelievable. Everyone's lying. Every single person is...
Hey, what are you all talking about? The Emperor is naked. Can't you all see that? It's very inappropriate.
Okay, that kid might be onto something.
I can't see any fancy robes.
All I see is the Emperor in the nutty.
She's not wearing anything.
It's all coming out now. My plan seems to have been thwarted. And by a child, no less. I think we need to stop the musical here for another thinking question. And here's our question. Why do you think it was the child who was the one who told the truth about the Emperor being naked?
Hit pause now.
And now, let's hear once more from our Brains Trust chorus line.
Like, the adults would have seen risks, and then they would have decided that risks aren't worth it. And if I was the child, I would clearly see that there's something wrong. And there's nothing wrong with being an upstander. Like, that child might be especially brave, so that child was the upstander, and then other people realized that they could be an upstander too, so the young child was an influencer.
The child maybe hasn't learned too much about really like the consequences of what all these people, these adults think that will happen. The child doesn't worry about his or her popularity or how they feel because they don't care if they look like fools.
But also they probably absolutely hate the Emperor. Like, the Emperor doesn't seem like a very nice person. And like, if I was a child, I mean, I am a child, but if I was that child, then I would not like the emperor.
Greatest kid of all time.
Everyone's worrying about making themselves like look like a fool, right? But actually, it's more of the emperor who's making a fool of herself.
I think the child's the only sensible one here, because the child realises that the other people won't be fools if they don't see the clothes. It's the emperor that's a fool for believing that there is clothes.
Put some clothes on, you weirdo.
Folks, it's time for the big finale song, right after we hear from Eleanor.
Hmm? I was just finishing my five-fruit frappe drink with a wedge of lemon.
Eleanor, come on. It's not a musical without a philosophy break.
It isn't? Okay, well, there's a fine line between taking other people's views into account and just going along with them because they're in power or because you're embarrassed to say something different, like the townspeople. Part of why they go along with the story is they think, okay, maybe there really are these clothes and I just can't see them. But a bigger part of why they go along with it is they don't want to embarrass the most powerful person in the kingdom. The whole thing wouldn't work if it was just a story about a naked farmer walking around town.
Right. You'd just say, hey, buddy, where are your clothes?
Yeah. It works because no one wants to embarrass the emperor. And that lesson's pretty timeless, even though this story is hundreds of years old. Powerful people get things wrong. And the rest of us sometimes do all kinds of weird and stupid things when we're trying to stay on their good side.
That makes us sound like we're just too scared to ever stand up and say the truth. But humans aren't like that all the time.
True. And in this case, it takes a child to tell the truth because they don't have to worry about things like losing their job or their social status. Sometimes it can just take a kid bravely speaking the truth to break the spell for everyone else. So I guess the moral of the story is even really powerful people can be wrong. But kids can save the day. Oh, and make triply sure that your clothes are real before you go for a walk in front of thousands of people.
And now, folks, the big finish.
I'm standing in front of all these people naked. Everyone knows there are no clothes. Guess there's only one thing I can do.
Double down, baby! What are you guys talking about? My clothes are super hot. I'm flapping them around and they're definitely real and you definitely can't see my butt.
Is the Emperor in denial, or is she just full of confidence? Whatever the reason, there's no denying that she's not wearing pants.
The Emperor's new clothes. The Emperor's new clothes. The Emperor's new clothes. That's how the story goes.
Thank you to our amazing co-star, the Emperor's assistant, played by Jonathan Webb.
Big thanks to everyone who made this production of The Emperor's New Clothes possible, including our producers Kyla Slaven and Candace Docker, and the whole ABC Kids and Family team.
And thanks also to our Brains Trust chorus line today. That's Mia, Miller, Dimitri and Archie from Summer Hill Public School in Sydney.
And let's hear it for our additional cast members. Finley, Mika, Scott, Jeff, Elsa, Michaela, and Hunter.
And finally, thanks of course to Hans Christian Andersen for the excellent source material.
Woohoo!
Encore! Encore!
The Emperor's new clothes. The Emperor's new clothes. The Emperor's new clothes. That's how the story goes.
This is an ABC Kids podcast. For more awesome stories or to learn something new, go to the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.